So I was going to – this today there's no games. Well, there's a Thursday night football game, actually a pretty good one, Arizona right. versus the Green Bay Packers. But,
and we have the
right
Fez coming up, right?
Yeah, the Fez is coming up for you in 15 minutes. Make sure you're here for that. Lie of the day, it's Lakers Ticket Thursday. Coming up for you at 3:30 today, a chance to win Lakers tickets for tomorrow night, Lakers-Cavs, if you can sniff out John Ireland's lie. I just tweeted out because I've got some time this afternoon. Anybody see the movie Dune? Is it worth it? Have you seen Dune, John?
No, but one of the guys I put out of golf with saw it, and he said it was like his favorite movie of the year. Says it's unbelievable visually, great script. This is a weird thing. I thought the first Dune was so bad, the one with Kyle
MacLachlan. It was awful.
The candidate said, I'm turned off to the idea of anything Dune. So I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up for it this afternoon. There are enough positive reviews on my timeline that I'm going to
I'm way behind on shows. Last night on the plane, I watched Curb, which was great.
Oh,
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
So funny.
The new thing. And by the way, J.B. Smoove as Leon just steals the whole episode. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Susie definitely did plop. There's
yeah,
no question.
She's a plopper. And I watched the impeachment, which I think has been really good. And this week is the one where Edie Falco plays, from The Sopranos, plays Hillary Clinton when she
yes.
finds out that Bill is cheating with Monica. And Edie Falco's going to win an Emmy for this episode.
She just doesn't look like Hillary.
Not like facially, no, but, I mean, they got the clothes and the hair right. And last night, she was brilliant. I mean, it was Tuesday night that the episode aired, but she was brilliant.
I mentioned this the other day, but this is Edie Falco. I'm reading this book called The Definitive Oral History of the Sopranos, called Woke Up This Morning, Michael Imperioli and Steve Sciarippa. And one thing that came out of it, they talked to... What was?
Oh, that was me choking.
That was you choking.
Yeah. So, that your choke from earlier today is now in the
Nason Ireland 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. Now, Jacob. Yeah, I'm really having problems.
I think you choked more than I choked.
That was a much bigger
seven
choke.
Seven wins.
Yeah, ooh, mine was. You could. Tickets. Mine was. You could still hear me.
877.
You sounded like you needed CPR.
ESPN. I did. I sound like I'm.
Like
got
you've got
real
you've got the plague or something.
Yeah, I've got the bubonic plague. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. Now, Jacob. Yeah, I'm really having fun.
Somebody on Twitter gave me the idea. I was setting it up and stuff and accidentally just aired. But somebody on Twitter gave me the idea. Compare who choked better, Ireland or Mason.
That's very funny. I think I win that contest.
Yeah, the choke-off is won by Mason.
going away. Anyway, I mentioned this book. I woke up this morning. And do you realize that Lorraine Bracco, who ended up playing Dr. Melfi,
yeah.
was originally going to be Carmella?
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. And do you know that Stevie Van Zandt was actually, before he was going to play Syl, he was going to play Tony Soprano.
That would have been hard.
Really hard to think of anybody but Gandolfini as Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that would have been a big ask.
I watched the show pretty recently, so the book is just fantastic. Woke up this morning, if you're a Sopranos fan, it's awesome. All right, so our buddy Jeremiah Witten, who is lives down in San Diego, did us a song for the Rams, Get Your Ram Hands Up, which we really liked. He has done a new song, and we'll let this ride a little bit because, John, you appear in the new song and a little kid appears in the new song, so we'll let it ride a bit. This is called Lakers in the Building.
Wow.
There you go. What do you think?
Well, first of all, this guy's really talented.
He's got
that Lin-Manuel Miranda cadence.
You're right. He does.
That you heard from, like, the Hamilton in the Heights kind of thing. Yeah, it totally works.
Jeremiah Whitney's a physical therapist down in San Diego, a huge fan of the show. But if you ever want to do something like that, do something creative and put it together, and you've got a recording studio at home or – you get on your Zoom or however you're going to record something, you can always send it to us. VenniceMace@gmail.com. VenniceMace@gmail.com. I go through the email all the time. I'm completely reachable. You can DM me with stuff, whatever it is.
Yeah, some
DM
of those songs are really good. Remember Wayne Bryan, the tennis coach, had those two girls that those two female tennis players that sang that Mason in Ireland
jingle. Oh, that was great.
That was really good, and that's really good. Jeremiah's song's really good.
Well, look, one of those things wound up playing every single day. ESPN Los Angeles 710 Sports.
Yeah.
That was just a listener jingle that I think Lindsay was producing us at that point, and she hated it. And, of course, we decided we would use it every single day. So we're all alive in our survivor pool right now.
Right, and I think there's only 32 people left.
Yes. And Bergman's alive, and Jorge's alive. Jorge, have you made a pick yet?
I have not.
Jorge's in the building, and Mason's in the building,
well,
and
this
Greg's
week,
in the building.
There are three double-digit favorites, so a lot of people probably won't go out this week either. Although Michael used them all. He had already used Buffalo. He had already used the Rams.
The Rams.
He had already used KC, so he had to go Cincinnati. I'm going KC. Who are you going, Mace?
I am going Cincinnati.
I think
Cincinnati's a strong pick.
Bergman, you're on the Rams, right?
I'm on the Rams this week. Let's go Rams.
My mom's still alive. She's on the Rams. But I don't think we've ever made it collectively as a group this far.
No, this is a lot of people to survive into week eight. I think we're going to win some money. And my fantasy team completely turned around. You tried to trade me Derek Carr. I have Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts puts up 20 points every single week. He's automatic.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles stink.
Jalen Hurts, because they stink, Jalen Hurts racks up points.
Yeah, I still don't know. The playoffs was running out. Do you guys realize that if you look at the Chiefs' schedule, they're probably not going to make the playoffs? They were an overwhelming favorite to win the AFC this year and go to the Super Bowl. And they were the number two pick in Vegas to win the Super Bowl. And now it looks like they might not even make the playoffs. And what in the world is going on with Mahomes? He's got as many interceptions as anybody in the league right now.
And they got no defense whatsoever. Absolutely none.
Yeah, they'll win this week. They play the Giants, but after that, their schedule gets really hard. And I think, by the way, we mentioned last week the NFC, there's only probably one or two playoff spots open because there's a bunch of teams that appear to be locks now. Tampa Bay, Dallas, the Rams, Arizona, Green Bay all look like locks.
Yep.
So there's
AFC is a little more jumbled.
Yeah, but it's starting to thin out. Now it looks like Cincinnati's going to be a playoff team.
Cincinnati, and we talked to McVay about this yesterday. You know, Zach Taylor has done a great – if you look at the coaches that have come from Sean McVay's tree.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur's been really good.
Matt LaFleur, Brandon Staley, now Zach Taylor. He, of course, McVay, who's always, you know, very self-effacing, says, well, you know what, I learned a lot from those guys.
So would you be saying they're in the building?
Yes.
Well, and
Taylor's in the building.
By the way,
LaFleur is in the building.
So Taylor, LaFleur, and I would argue Brandon Staley's going to make the playoffs too.
Brandon Staley looks great. He's in the building.
I like that song.
Ireland's in the building.
Yeah, creative use of actual sound from the show.
Bergie's in the building.
Yeah, your song's not as good.
That's good. By the way, I love the fact that you're betting big-time Mythical Money now.
I feel very strongly. Well, I've made the biggest bet of the year, don't forget. I made a $50,000 bet.
True.
Which is as big of a bet as anybody's made. I'm waiting to do that again so I can catch Bergman. But I feel as good about this
good
game
luck.
As I've felt about a game all year. Green Bay's three best receivers are out, and the game's in Arizona, and Arizona's been really, really good this year.
It's minus six, right?
Yeah. Last time I looked. Maybe worse now. I got it at six, but it may be worse now.
Yeah, I got three $10,000 bets. I'm not messing around anymore. By the way, the Rams, I lost on the Rams last week because the Lions, we didn't talk about that.
Rams
jump,
have
the
a
Lions,
10 o'clock game this week, don't they?
Yeah, Lions pulled out every single trick in the book. Onside kick, two fake punts. I mean, God bless that Dan Campbell. He was trying. Sitting at SoFi Stadium, there was never a sense that we were going to lose that game. At no point was I – we went down 10-0. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot. We'll be fine.
I don't know if I told you this, but I've got a friend who's got Rams season tickets.
Yes.
So I swung a deal with him.
Okay.
I gave him Laker tickets, and he gave me his Ram tickets for a
nice.
Game coming up. But
– which game are you going to?
Jacksonville. So I get to see Urban Meyer, and it's the only one
I could. Mighty Jags.
Well, it's the only one I could go to. Every other game, I was either out of town or there was a Laker game on the same day. But I've had three different people tell me, and I'm going to use your advice here too, that parking is so bad at SoFi Stadium that I have to, even though I have tickets now, I have to pay in advance for preferred parking or I'm going to be miserable. Is
okay.
that a true statement?
Okay, here's the truth about it. Week one, terrible.
Okay.
Week two, a little better. This last week, it took exactly 45 minutes to get from parking lot to home.
Now, but answer that question.
Yeah.
If, like, their argument is, do whatever I need to do to buy, to like go ahead and invest in preferred parking, or I'm going to be miserable. Do you do that? Do you get parking with your season tickets?
Yeah, I got parking with my season tickets. But of course, you know, this is the same at Dodger Stadium. I always buy preferred parking. If you go general, it's going to take you much longer to get
right.
out of
that.
So
place. This is like, this is the dirty little secret of the Hollywood Bowl. The Hollywood Bowl is one of the great venues in all of Los Angeles.
Yep.
Like if you live here and you've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, you're blowing it. It's great. But that's a place you want to invest in preferred parking. And if you get that parking up at the top, or you just walk out and go right down the ramp, it dumps you right onto the freeway. You're out of there in like 2 minutes. If you don't, it takes an hour and a half. So that's I'm in the market for – I got to find parking for that Sunday.
Yeah,
and
just
I go
to StubHub. I bought a reserve parking for the Dodgers playoff games.
Okay.
Works out totally fine.
Yeah, okay. John, all that matters is you're in the building.
Yeah. Ireland's in the building.
I think Bergman is subscribed to the whole
Urban Meyer's in the building. Rams in the building. Call 911.
I like this song.
I do too. I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, our gambling expert, the Fez. Bergman, did
Fez
he
Fez is in the building.
Did he hit his bet last? No, no, he picked the Eagles.
Yeah, he's out. He's 3-3 this season so far.
3-3.
Okay.
You can flip a coin, be 3-3. We'll get the Fez in here next. He will have a best bet. We will also talk about the our teams, the Rams and the Raiders. Raiders are on a bye week, Rams and Chargers. And, of course, tonight's big game. There are great games this weekend. We'll get into all that with the Fez coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are gambling guys, a dime, a dozen, you hear all over. You know what? There's only one that matters. It is our guy, the foremost sports betting expert on the planet. It is Steve Fezzik, the Fez. Fez, what's going on, man?
I'm in the building, gentlemen.
No, thank you, Fez. Yeah. Now, hey, Fez, I
Fez
love
is in the building.
I love Arizona tonight if the spread is still 6. If I can get them for under giving 7 at home when Green Bay has 3 wide receivers missing and the Cardinals have been great all year, what am I missing, or do you agree that Arizona is the right side tonight?
I would lean towards Arizona. You know, this line did correct from 3.5 to 6. And no wide receiver in the NFL is worth more than 1.5 points, but you nailed it. It's the second wide receiver. Now we got cluster injuries hitting the Green Bay Packers, not exactly a team that is known to make great adjustments with a lot of personnel out. So Arizona likely still undervalued the fact that they're 7-0, but they're only supposed to go .500 for the year, starting the year, and a lot of experts still are valuing them as barely being a top five team because of preseason expectations. If I had to bet it, I'd lay it with Arizona.
All right, so I lost money on my beloved Los Angeles Rams last week because the Lions, onside kick, two fake punts, they like pulled every single trick out of the book. That was minus 15. I laid the 15. This time I'm going to go right back to the well. Houston is awful. I like the Rams minus 14.5. What about you?
It's the only direction I would look. By the way, this is the first time in the history of the NFL I've ever seen a punter throw a back shoulder pass.
Yeah.
Fake punts are when guys are wide open, right? That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah,
so
it really was.
Nothing to blame the Rams about. And that will get their attention, the fact that that game was so close. It was in question in the fourth quarter. A motivated favorite when they're laying double digits is essential. That will motivate them. It's the only side I could look to.
All right, Fez, you mentioned laying double digits. Strangely this week, I think there are four, maybe five, double-digit favorites. Buffalo's favored by 14 over Miami. The Rams, 14.5 over the Texans. You go down the Bengals now, 10.5 over the Jets. In general, the Chiefs, by the way, 10 over the Giants. In general, double-digit points, I really hesitate to bet, because it's just a lot of points in an NFL game. But I think in all those games, I would lean towards the favorite. What's your philosophy on laying more than 9 points in an NFL game?
I have changed my philosophy. If you asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said, I almost never take double digits in the NFL. There's no value there. But the truth is that if you look back on like the last 40 games, the double-digit favorites have covered over 60% of the time. Part of that, it's a brand new NFL. There's very limited parity. The totals on these games are 50. They're no longer, I remember when totals were like in the high 30s back in the late 90s. And with more scoring, usually it's the favorite that's doing more of the scoring. And because of that, the double-digit favorites have actually done very well against the spread. Not one favorite of over 7.5 points all year long has lost straight up, by example.
Wow. Wow. So we got another team in Los Angeles. It's the Chargers. I like them because Brandon Staley's there, and I think Justin Herbert's a good quarterback. So they are hosting New England at SoFi Stadium. I'm seeing minus 5. I don't know what you got. What's the right side of that Chargers game?
Well, the wise guys are taking the Patriots. So it was 6. They bet the plus 5.5. The plus 5, it's down to 4.5. It's a really difficult game for me because I think that the Chargers, they really underperformed against Baltimore. And now with extra time to prepare and getting a New England team that played the perfect game last week against the hated Jets, where they just kept piling on, you could argue the spot's really good for the Chargers. But my power ratings only have the Chargers 3 points better, and the home field is minimal. You know, frankly, I make it right on the number. I'm passing.
Fez, is the shine off of the Chiefs in Vegas? I mean, most people had them picked to win the AFC this year, go to the Super Bowl. If you look at their schedule now, it's going to be hard for them to make the playoffs. They can do it. They're not mathematically eliminated. But does Vegas still believe in the Chiefs?
Not nearly as much. And in fact, the Chiefs are now a small underdog to make the playoffs. But there's great disagreement. You look at some of these projection sites, and right now at faraway places, you can bet a season win number on the Chiefs. They've got 9.5 still on the Chiefs. Mm. And all the projection sites are having the Chiefs winning less than 9 games. So in terms of betting, boy, I think we're hitting far enough along in the season that we got to have serious concerns about Kansas City. If I had to play the Chiefs, I would bet them to miss the playoffs, and I'd bet them to go under 9.5 wins.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, we've added this extra game this year. Does 9-8 make the playoffs, or do you need to be 10-7, I wonder?
I think it depends on what conference that you reside in, because, you know, there's a big difference necessarily when you take a look at all the good teams, or the teams with the good records in the AFC versus the NFC is very top heavy. You get some really good teams, but I think 9 wins can get you in the NFC.
All right, Fez, we're looking for your pick of the week. Now, last week, I the minute you picked the Eagles, I was worried about you because the Eagles stink. And not that
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, not that the Raiders are world beaters, but I'd be very nervous betting on the Eagles. And then I looked this week, and the Eagles are 3.5 point favorites on the road in Detroit. So you're not going back to the Eagles, are you?
I am not. My clients wouldn't stand for it. You know, to be honest, I think I made a mistake last week because I'm plugged in with some betting syndicates and some guys, and they told me, you know, that they were going to make their biggest bet of the year on the Eagles when it was +3. And ultimately, Waller was out. The game closed. Pick 'em. So I got closing line value, the CLV that we worship at the altar on in terms of you get a better number than what the closer is. Well, you know what? What's even better? Actually cashing the bet. Yeah. So this week, my best bet's going to be a game. I don't care about the point spread. I'm taking my game that I absolutely like the very best, even if it's not going to be any better than that line right now than what it will be at close.
All right, so what are you taking for your best bet?
Indianapolis Colts, -1.5. I think the spot is tremendous for Indy here. You've got a Tennessee Titan team so fat, drunk, and happy after winning back-to-back home games against Kansas City and against Buffalo when Buffalo forgot how to pick up a 4th and 6 inches on the goal line. Correct play call, by the way, for them to go for it. Just the wrong play, actual play call with the bad quarterback sneak. So off those two big wins for the Titans, they're fat and happy, rolling along to the division title. But the Colts, they need the game like blood. They're two games back in the division. They're playing much better. Team's getting healthier. Wentz, with his three broken ankles and his broken foot, seems finally to have recovered. And I think the Colts win the game comfortably. Colts -1.5.
Really? You're betting against the hottest team in the league?
See, I've got money. I put money on Tennessee +1.5.
It's really sports betting 101. At the end of the year, when you look at all these spread records of all these teams, you're going to see that the vast majority of them are going to finish 7-10, 8-9, 9-8 against the spread. They're all going to come back to close to .500. The spread is the great equalizer. So in this game, you've got a situation. Both these teams were supposed to win about 9.5 games to start the year. The Colts are playing every bit as good as what we expected them to be, but they stunk in September because of all the injuries. Well, now they're right on par, an equivalent team with the Titans, but the Colts are the team that has the much more motivation. The Colts win this game.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Fez, thank you very much for coming on. The Fez from pregame.com, always good to talk to you, and we'll see you next week.
I'm 3-3, boys. I need this one to go above .500.
There you go, man. Need it.
Thank you, Fez.
All right. Fez is in the house, and Ireland's in the house.
And you, Mace, you don't even have a guess as to what my lie was.
Nope, no clue. I listened really carefully. I kept thinking.
Bergman, you have a guess?
About?
I think I got it.
Jorge?
I'm not too sure, but I...
Okay, yeah. Fill up the phones.
877-710-ESPN. It is Lakers Ticket Thursday, and we've got a pair of tickets. See Lakers versus Cavs tomorrow night at Staples Center. If you can figure out John Ireland's lie during today's show. And I'll just say, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it was obvious to me. 877-710-ESPN, but it's Lakers Ticket Thursday. Somebody's got a chance to win, and then it's game of games after that. It is Ireland's game today. And Ireland, that means you cannot score. Momo won yesterday's game. She's actually tied with Jorge for the lead this month.
And how many do they have?
Jorge's got 5. Momo's got 5. You've got 3. I've got 2. Bergman's got 2.
All right, so I need you or Bergman to win today to keep me alive.
Correct. Exactly. Okay. All right, that's coming up for you, too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so Ireland has told a lot. It's Lakers Ticket Thursday. But I will mention, too, Sedano and Cap will have a pair of tickets coming up for you in the show that comes up after ours, our postgame show. In the meantime, we've got a pair of tickets for tomorrow night, Lakers versus Cavs, and at some point John Ireland has told a lie today. He has told an outright, bold-faced lie. And if you think you know what it is, you have a chance to win Lakers tickets right now. Now, I will tell you up front, I have no idea. And I was paying pretty close attention. I have no idea. Bergman, you think you know?
Yep, I think I got it.
Jorge, you got anything?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. But these are tickets, so we're gonna play until somebody gets it.
All right. Let's go to Daniel in Anaheim. Daniel, you're on 710. What's up?
Okay, I got an idea. I'm thinking John was lying about switching for the Rams tickets.
No, that is a 100% true story, Daniel. I have switched for the Rams tickets, and I have tickets in my possession for the Jags game. But if I can't find parking, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll be fine, John. The parking is not that bad. It's no different
from
Dodgers.
Good. Thanks for trying,
That's what
Daniel.
I thought it was. Yep. That was where I was.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that opens it up.
All right, let's go to Ron in L.A. Ron, you're on 710. What's up?
He said he cried during a break when the Lakers lost their lead.
Okay, Ron, I was actually kidding, so I'll give you another guess on that. I meant to do that as a precursor.
Yeah, sometimes there are jokes, right?
Yeah, so that was just a joke, Ron. Do you want to take another shot?
Sure, two ice cream sandwiches on the flight home.
Ron, that's it! You're 100%
nice!
Right!
Awesome.
There are Mace. I thought I had told you this many times. There's no sugar on the Laker plane.
Oh, that's right.
We can't get dessert to save our life on that plane. So, Ron, yeah, when Mason said he ordered 8 peanut butter cups, I completely made up the story of me having 2 ice cream sandwiches on the flight home last night. There are no ice cream. There is no ice cream on the Lakers plane.
Awesome, Ron. Way to sniff that out. You had another idea there. You know, that means tomorrow night. Jorge, do you have the song? The song? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a swing and miss.
Ireland's in the house.
Yeah.
Ireland's in the building. Westbrook in the building.
All right, hey, Ron, hang
from
on.
LA in the building.
Bergman's going to get your info, and we'll see you at the Laker game tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, Mace, I thought you would Bergman, you thought it was the Rams thing?
Yeah, I thought that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was too, and I even went and checked the Rams schedule to see if there was a Laker game that same day so that there would have been a conflict. I thought that would be it, but there was no Laker game, and it sounded reasonable. And you're going to get a chance to see the mighty Jags.
Well, I'm serious. I'm so worried about this parking thing that
stop,
I made bail.
John, stop. The parking
I made
is
bail.
Not – The parking
I have heard
isn't
horror
bad.
Stories. Matter of fact, look, this guy just tweeted me just a second ago. Hey, John, I drive party buses. I drove a party bus to SoFi. It took me 2 hours because the stadium did not honor where buses are supposed to park. As a result, they had me parking. It was horrible. I later went rogue and made my own parking.
Hey, if you change your mind, let me know.
Here's what I'll say. And I've talked to people about this. It's getting better week by week. Mm-hmm. They're figuring it out. Now, I would recommend, if you don't want to be totally jammed up, I would recommend buying preferred parking, and you can get it on StubHub or Vivid or any of those places. That's what I do with Dodger games because it's better than Dodger Stadium. That's what I'll say. SoFi is better than Dodger Stadium, which remains the absolute worst venue to get into and out of.
You know, okay. Jorge and I, when we went to Dodger Stadium, we're out. And home in 30 minutes, tops.
You leave early?
Or less
no, we were with you. We left at the end of the game. Walked right to our car, got out, went right out. We
I
were
was
out
probably
fine.
Still looking for my
it
car.
It was that day you were lurking
drop
that same day.
Yeah.
All right, so the Major League Baseball Players Association just announced their awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Player of the Year. Who do you guys think?
Shohei Ohtani.
Correct.
Yes.
National League Outstanding Pitcher.
Scherzer.
Correct. National League Outstanding Player.
Trey Turner.
Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah, anything else interesting? NL Comeback Player of the Year?
Nothing comes to
Buster
mind.
Posey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Buster Posey, yeah, that's he did a great one. Year. Batted
yeah,
300.
And nothing else of...
These aren't the real
Yeah, no,
awards.
These are the players' associations. These don't count. Yeah, those players, half of those players don't even vote.
You won't look at Baseball Reference and see these awards someday. But I think they're on the right track. I mean, I think Scherzer is going to win the Cy Young Award. And I think Shohei Ohtani is going to win Most Valuable Player in the American League.
All right, injury report out for the Lakers. LeBron,
yes.
Questionable for Friday's game. Rondo added to the report after twisting an ankle yesterday. Anthony Davis, probable.
Probable. So, LeBron, hey, I say if it's questionable, take the night, man.
Raider Deb does not like the new Lakers song.
Oh no.
She says, please throw that jingle out the building. It's as weak as the Lakers shooting and defense. Now, come
Deb
on,
is
Deb.
In the building.
She's not in the building.
Yeah, Deb, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as the Lakers shooting in defense. The Lakers shooting in defense, Jorge's by the way, in the first quarter were excellent.
Ireland's in the building. Call 911.
All right, so Game of Games is coming up. I cannot win this month. Wait, I can.
Today.
I can if Jorge doesn't win today, right?
Correct. Otherwise, yeah, tomorrow's the last game. It'll be Michael Thompson doing the last game of the month.
Okay, so I've got to. So I need still you or chance. Bergman to win it.
By the way, Momo said that if Jorge does not win, she wants to come on Friday and play, even though she's not on the show.
Oh, I think we should let her come on and play no matter what.
Absolutely. Let her come on. No question.
I think she's in.
Let her go for the win.
This may be the only chance she has to get a monthly win. Let's let her do it.
Yeah, she. You know what? She's been on. She's filled in on the show four times, and she's won three games.
Yeah,
while
yeah.
She's
let's
been
let
here.
Her play. Set it up, Greg.
And she says okay. We can't growl.
Yeah, she said we're not allowed to growl.
By the way, she treats the help. She views Jorge and Bergman as the help, and she doesn't think they're allowed to growl at the beginning of the show.
Why not?
Because they're not important enough. That the main players
should
growl.
You know what
that
is right there? That is Stanford elitism.
Absolutely.
Remember when I sat next to her at a Laker game? She's like, how did you get these seats?
Snooty, snooty
moment. You know what? People think we're kidding. She totally said that.
No, she absolutely said that. No, I'm not. That's not a joke. That was literally walked up to me and said, how did you get these seats?
That is vintage Momo. All right, Game of Games is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah. Game of Games time, and right now, Jorge and Momo lead the month of October with 5. Ireland has 3. Bergman and me have 2 apiece. And today's game is worth 2, last week of the month, always worth 2, and we're playing for $10,000 mythical dollars. And it is Ireland's game today. Ireland, what you got?
So I just thought about something. If Jorge wins this game today, he locks up the 10 grand.
Yes, he does.
All right, I'm rooting hard against you, Briones. Here we go. All right, we haven't done this in a while.
Uh-oh.
But it's time for the Uber Facts game.
Ooh. Oh,
now,
God.
Since we need a clear winner, I've changed the format.
Okay.
I'll read a fact. Some of these are actual Uber facts, others I made up, and you each get to guess. Whoever has the most correct answers at the end wins.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Fact number one, the moon is actually shaped like an egg, but appears round because the wide end is always facing Earth. Jorge, is that true or false? Is that an actual Uber fact or not?
I'm going to go true.
Okay, Bergman.
Well, the Earth rotates, and so does the moon. But I am going to say it's a fact.
All right, Mace.
I'm with the crowd. I think it's a fact.
You all three get a point. That is an actual Uber fact. The moon is actually shaped like an egg. All right.
Ooh. Me or him.
Number two. Tony Stark is the richest superhero out of all the Marvel and DC characters. With an estimated value of $90.7 trillion, he's one of the wealthiest fictional characters of all time. Bergman, Uber fact or made up?
Well, Dr. Doom had a bunch, and so Batman has a lot of money.
Dr. Strange has a bunch of money.
Yeah, I don't. Dr. Strange is just a doctor. The other one's. I'm gonna say that's false.
Okay, Mace.
I'm gonna say that's true.
All right, Jorge, break the tie.
I'm gonna say it's true.
Bergman takes the lead.
Yeah, who's richer than Tony Stark?
That exact sentence is true about Black Panther.
That makes sense, too.
Oh, he has an entire kingdom.
Right,
yeah.
He's the richest superhero out of all the Marvel. Okay, yeah. Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Mace 1. Fact number 3. The dance called the Hokey Pokey in the U.S. is called the Hokey Cokey. In Britain. Mace, true or false?
Hokey cokey. I'm going to say that's false.
Okay, Jorge.
False.
Bergman.
Yeah, it's in the song. False.
All three of you incorrect.
What?
No.
Actual Uber fact.
The song is hokey cokey.
Yeah, all right. You do the hokey pokey.
You do the hokey cokey and you turn yourself around. All right. Bergman still leads 2-1. Fact number 4. Maryland's official state sport is jousting. Jorge, true or false?
I'll say true.
Bergman.
False.
Mace, break the tie.
Too weird to make up.
You're going true?
Yes. No. I'm going true.
You say it's an actual Uber fact.
Actual Uber fact.
You'll be glad you did. The game is now tied 2-2.
Nice.
Doesn't get any closer than
breakfast
this.
Special.
All right. You guys, you got to play defense against Jorge. Denny's. Come up with something.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Fact number five. Students caught cheating on college entrance exams in China are not punished. The shame of being caught is worse, or the shame of being caught and not getting accepted into college is considered punishment enough. Bergman,
shame.
True or false?
I'm going false.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going to go false also. You stumbled a little bit there.
Yeah, Jorge.
I'm going true.
Shame.
It's false.
Oh, yes.
Students in China can face up to 7 years in jail.
Yeah, it's serious.
For cheating on college.
Yeah, you stumbled on that one. That's what I. That's why I thought it was
my
false.
The computer went dark. But here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Mason 3, Bergman 3, Jorge 2. Three more of these left and a tiebreaker if we need one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Bergman, you went first on that China one, right?
Yep.
Okay. Google was originally called Backrub. Mace, true or false?
False.
Jorge.
True.
Bergman.
I'm with Mace. False.
It's true.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Three.
Backrub?
What the hell? Who
I thought
Backrub.
Yeah, I thought Lisa was giving you a backrub. You're like, I'm just going to do this now.
No, no. Very close game. Very competitive. All right, here we go. Two more left. John Adams, the second president of the United States, had a dog named Satan. Jorge, true or false?
I'll say false.
Bergman.
Okay. True.
Mace, break the tie.
I think absolutely false.
The answer is it's true, and Greg Bergman has the lead.
Who names their dog Satan?
It's a weird time back then.
Here are my puppies, Satan and Lucifer. They're really great kids.
So, Bergman, you have to go first. You have the lead, 4-3. Everybody's in it. All right, here we go. Bergman?
Yep.
A 13-year-old boy from Florida was arrested for excessive farting in school. True or false?
Oh, man. See, you put Florida in there for a reason. Because you make me think that it was to mess with my brain. I just believe everything that happens in Florida. I'm going true.
All right, Mace.
That leaves me to go false.
Jorge.
I'm going false.
Sadly, it's true. And
everything's true in Florida.
Everything is true in Florida. Who is burping?
That's me.
Okay.
It's the peanut butter cups.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
AMC put a limit on the writers of Breaking Bad about how many times they could use the F word.
Okay.
How many times in 5 seasons did the network allow the writers to use the F word? Bergman, take a guess.
Closest. Is this closest without going over?
Yeah, you can go over if you want. How many times did they use the F word in Breaking Bad over 5 seasons?
Let's say 62.
Okay, Mace.
Let's say 1.
Jorge.
63.
The winner, and it's not close, is Steve Mason. The answer is 5. They allowed
I was
going to
guess 4.
They allowed
I know
them
it wasn't
to use
often.
It once a season, which means the writers played kind of a game like, when's the best way, what's the best use of the F word? 5 times total in the whole series, all 5 seasons, they were allowed to use it once per season, 5 total.
I was thinking once per episode.
Yeah, well, it sure seemed like it. They could have.
Well, you win the game anyway, Bergman.
All right, yeah, I got 4.
So, Mace, what's the standings going into tomorrow?
Jorge 5, Momo 5, Bergman 4, Ireland 3. So the best you can do, John, is tie.
Yeah, but that's okay, because then
that's
I get a cut of the money. Yeah.
So that'll be dramatic. And Momo's going to come on and try to win it tomorrow on the show.
Good.
All right, where's that shame bell?
Shame.
We've talked a lot about it. The Lakers and their collapse last night at OKC, an absolute embarrassment. As James Worthy said, you cannot be a Laker and play the way you did tonight. Last night, John, I think it was effort. I think effort,
shame,
and energy, and fight were not there.
I just think they're not connected defensively. I'm not going to accuse anybody of not giving enough effort, but I think that they need to play, as Frank Vogel says, on a string. They need to play together. And they gave up 78 points in the second and third quarters combined. You cannot do that. But here's your warning, Mace.
Yep.
Cleveland is a real team. Normally, yep, they're not. But so far this season, they're 3-2. They've defeated Brooklyn. They've won at Denver. Last night, they beat the Clippers and held them to 82 points. So the Lakers, that's a real game tomorrow night, and hopefully they can find their defensive string and play together.
And we will get you ready for it tomorrow. We're on at 12:55 as always. And coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.